We do. We know what it's like, don't we? You know, you start the new year and you think, oh yeah, I was going to do that, but now is the time. I think if you've got Christmas trees out there and you're, you know, you had good plans, yes, of course I was going to do something with that, and it's sort of languishing, or you've not even taken your decorations off because it isn't yet quite the 6th, is it? So please, please, you can register it with us and we will take away your real Christmas tree and we will get it turned into chippings and make it amazing and usable again for somebody else, but save you the hassle of disposal.
Because let's face it, that tree that looks so gorgeous in the corner of the room with all of the lights and the decoration and the presents under it is starting to look very sorry for itself. And to be honest, you want your living room back, don't you?
And oh my goodness, yes you do. And you know that thing when you touch them and they go and the needles sort of drop everywhere? It really is time, isn't it? It's time now.
It is. So recycling it is the best way, and just having that help as well for someone getting rid of it for you, you can raise a lot of money for Break, which is where lovely Sarah is from. Tell us a bit about what Break do.
So Break, and I'm really pleased to say that you've supported us again this Christmas with some amazing Christmas presents. Thank you so much. So Break supports young people in care and leaving care all the way across our county, and wider beyond in East Anglia. So a lot of young people have been struggling through this Christmas. It's been really difficult for them. It brings back memories of trauma and some past memories that they really perhaps don't want to deal with too much. So for us, we're there to support those young people and ensure that they have some real memories to make for the future, so that now they're making great memories and having good experiences, and we're helping them on their way to become really rounded, amazing individuals who can go off and be independent in the future, live their most successful lives. And I think that for us, it's about giving them a break for the future, isn't it? So any Christmas trees registered, any money donated to Break really, really helps young people in this county. I mean, how amazing is that?
It's such a simple idea, isn't it? Just by doing something like recycling your Christmas tree, you can actually help change someone's life.
Completely, completely. And it is life changing. I mean, I see young people that we're working with, and, you know, maybe sort of 2 or 3 years ago, they were perhaps starting out and on maybe even working with us on our wonderful coffee van that we have, our coffee break van. It just sort of starting out, not really got the social skills, you know, were very concerned, very worried, perhaps not got the confidence. 2 years later, oh my goodness me, running the van, training other baristas, getting jobs, well on the path to success. It's phenomenal to know that just a little bit of help makes all the difference. You just need that someone to be there, don't you? You always do.
So these collections to do that for someone are starting this weekend, aren't they?
They are. Yeah, well, we'll be doing it on the 11th and the 12th, but you need to get your tree registered by Sunday. You absolutely have to register your tree before the end of Saturday, so into Sunday. So please, 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 you don't go to the Break website, but instead you go to Just Helping. That's what we're doing. We're Just Helping. So it's just-helping.org.uk, and you register your tree under your postcode. We're throughout PE 30 to 38 and NR 21 to NR 23. So if you're in any one of those postcodes, we can pop along and pick up your tree.
And so far, this has raised nearly $2,500 for Break.
It really has. How absolutely brilliant is that?
Amazing.
I'm utterly thrilled to say that we stepped in at the last minute, and now, if anything, it's become a wonderful fundraiser for us. But also, we're doing that. I have to say, I'm really looking forward to going out there and picking up trees and saying hello to people. And that's what you do as a fundraiser. We want to be out there and, you know, meeting people and telling people about who we are. So, yes, please pop along to Just just -helping.org.uk and register your tree, and we'll see you on the 11th and the 12th.
That is amazing. The website again, just -helping.org.uk, just brilliant and a lot of money. And before you go, actually, this scheme across the country has raised nearly £1 million.
I know. Is that not just so incredible?
That's amazing.
And it's all going to good causes. This isn't a scheme where there's somebody sitting at the top who takes away, you know, a massive percentage. All the money goes to charities. Yeah. And I think it's one of the most sensational little projects that I've ever been involved with. Just to see so many hospices and different types of charities from across the country all raising incredible amounts of money is phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal, and I'm really, really thrilled to be part of it. So yeah, definitely all the money goes to really good causes, so please register your real Christmas tree and we'll come along and collect.
It would have been a great idea for Del Boy and Rodney, wouldn't it? Listen, thank you so much for coming on, Sarah, from Break Charity. Register your tree now, just -helping.org.uk.